friends. Welcome to another episode of the Long Distance Friends podcast. My name is Liv. We are with Toots in the studio today. Big life updates. So last week we talked about how I was going on a date, right? It's a week later, I've been on 5 dates. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So I've been on 5 dates with 3 people, right? So last week we talked about the cop. He only got 1 visit. It wasn't great. It wasn't great. And I didn't think it would be. You know, it went exactly as I expected it to. It was kind of awkward at first. And then communication was kind of tough. And then I was like, well, I gotta go. You know, we got like a drink and we're like, yeah, whatever. And made the best of the situation. But like, I feel like both of us were like, so there's that. Additional people. So we have the doctor. We have Dr. Smarty Pants, who we got coffee and it was really nice. And he was kind of awkward. And he's significantly older than me. So like, I expected that. And I feel like that was kind of like a block for him where he was like, does it bother you that I'm this old? Like, is this weird for you? And I was like, no, like, not unless you make it weird, you know? And he, like, we had a good conversation. The first date was coffee for like an hour and a half. And then the second, he got a second date, was again, coffee, just kind of like went for a walk. And I really enjoyed the conversation. Like, it kind of like was an aha moment for me of like, oh, maybe I should start like actually making sure that like I respect someone's intelligence and life experience, because like that's been an issue in the past of like, if I feel like I'm smarter than a person, where I'm like, I just can't really get off here, you know? And then we had Trail Mix, and Mr. Trail Mix is the youngest of the candidates, is closest in age to myself, which, you know, is a little bit of a concern for me, but it was definitely topping the list of like better dates that week. The first date, we grabbed drinks at a bar and just talked, and I laughed a lot, which I feel like I didn't do on any of the other ones. And I really appreciated that. And like, I had fun, you know, like it, I feel like it's underrated when, you know, you're going out and you're dating, of like, you're not interviewing someone, like you're just there. And that was the only one that I just kind of was there and enjoying, I feel like, the moment. Like the other ones, I was kind of like, I don't know. And I am seeing the doctor again coming soon. And like, he's great over text, but then like in person, it was like, is it weird that I'm this old and you're so young? And I just was like, dude, like, it's fine. It's fine. And with this other guy with Trail Mix, you know, it's not a topic. He took me to dinner the second date, and that was great. It did have a moment that I need to unpack. So we're sitting there. We get our food, we're eating, we're talking, whatever. You know, it's a second date. It's daylight. Like, you know, like it's 7 p.m. versus like it's midnight and we've had a couple drinks and we're talking. And I don't fully remember how it came into conversation, but he said, well, you're not skinny. And I said, excuse me? And he said, you're not skinny. You're like thick in all of the right places. Like I was trying to walk behind you in the parking lot because like, I'm trying to take a look at your ass. And I was like, okay, for sure. It's just that when you said you're not skinny, for some reason, my little brain that was formed and developed in the 2000s, where being able to like pinch your skin was a horrible downside, feeling a little triggered, you know, because I feel like, you know, my Roman Empire is my body, and I don't think I've ever had a day where I didn't think about how much space my body took up. And I, right now, the number on the scale is the highest it's ever been, but I am the healthiest that I've ever been. And I have more muscle mass on me than I've ever had. And like, I've worked really hard to be strong and healthy and able to maintain, you know, a good quality of life. And so to like have someone point something out that like I spent decades fighting to make my body as thin as possible and as small as possible. And, you know, to have someone just outright be like, well, yeah, because like you're not skinny. What are we doing? You know? And it did turn into a good conversation. I mean, he's thin, truly. Not in a bad way. Like most of the guys this week, I definitely, if I felt like I was in danger, I could probably take down. And that's a first for me because, again, I've spent my entire life trying to make my body smaller. You know, I've spent my entire life fighting to be a dainty little princess. And, you know, maybe it's daddy issues to unpack of like, oh, I've always dreamed that my partner would be bigger than me and stronger than me and like just massive in comparison to me. And, you know, maybe it's because I want to feel small and protected. You know, I think to some degree we all want to feel protected, but like, why is that associated with smallness? Why is that associated with, you know, value in being smaller than you naturally exist as? So that's a fun thing that I got to unpack last night. Only one of them kissed me, and they kissed me a lot, right? And I have stash rash. Okay. I don't know what it is, but oh my God, I struggle. And I love a man with facial hair, but my poor face, like my chin feels like it's scabbing right now in comparison to the rest of my skin. Like it's brutal. All right. It's so sad. I don't know how to fix it. It happens almost every time I make out with somebody with facial hair. If you have a remedy for beard rash, call me, beat me, leave it in the comments below. Like, please tell me how I can get my skin to not like scab every time I make out with somebody with facial hair. Okay. So that was fun. I will be seeing two of them again. One of them, so Trail Mix is a bit more laid back. And to some degree, I feel like very opposite, but also very similar to me. And he kind of pointed that out and was like, I feel like there's a good thing here. I want to keep seeing you. I like that we're able to be complementary to each other and like kind of balance each other out. And, you know, he was like, you're like really type A and uptight and I'm really laid back and chill. And I think that we could each teach each other a little something here. And hey, shit, maybe this person will teach me to have more fun this summer. Just like a silly fun summer romance. But I'm leaving my options open. Like I'm not, I think that's a weird thing too, to be in a place of like, I've gone into this period of dating with the mindset that like, I'm not going to meet my person here. Like this is just dating for fun and dating to enjoy the experience and not like I'm dating to find my person. And then to have someone talk to me where like one of them was like, oh, I'm not looking for anything. And then was like, I really like you. And I was like, we've been on two dates. You don't know me well enough to have like a good, like you think I'm cute. You want to spend more time with me. You enjoy my presence, but like, okay. And it's funny because like, I feel like this must be how the guys that I've dated before have felt where like, it was like, I like you and I kind of want to let you know what my intentions are. And they're like, I just swiped right on you like 20 minutes ago. I feel like maybe we don't have to talk about that right now, you know, maybe like in a couple months. And having to learn when the pacing of that is fucking wild, you know, because you see the people that are like, when you know, you know. And I'm like, I have anxiety. I don't know. Right. Speaking of anxiety, I cut this out of last week's episode because I got sappy and I was like, you couldn't really. I didn't like how it came across, but I am going to be vulnerable and I'm going to be honest. And I think that's important to this podcast to do so. I am actively trying to find a doctor to reconsider medication. I know I've talked about, I have OCD. I was diagnosed with OCD when I was 12. I was also diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and anxiety-based depression. And I have not treated the anxiety for 3 years. I got off of medication because my life circumstances changed and I felt great and I felt fine. And I was able to manage without a doctor and medical intervention for about 3 years, and that's great. But over the past year, it's been incredibly stressful, incredibly heavy, and just so much more, you know, and reaching a point where I was kind of faced with like, oh, I'm in a depressive episode. You know, I am so far beyond exhausted. And I just, you know, all of these things that really hurt, that feel normal to me because I've lived so much of my life like that. Like, yeah, I just get exhausted and my body hurts and I just, you know, lose the motivation to do things that like I enjoy doing. And there was a lot of shame for me in getting to the point of being like, you know, it doesn't hurt to talk to a doctor and say like, I wanted to avoid medication as long as possible and try to just make lifestyle changes as much as possible. But like at some point it's okay to say, all right, now we gotta try something else. And I felt a lot of shame with it. I felt a lot of shame that like, why couldn't it work for me? You know, like I felt like it was like I failed myself. And that's not true. You know, I think that mental health is such a weird thing of you're not failing anybody by taking care of it. You're failing yourself by neglecting it. And I've failed myself by actively not reaching out for help when it started getting bad. And of course, I'm able to like maintain. But the biggest thing for me was like having to look in the mirror and say that, you know, I was like, I am existing and I'm not living. You know, I'm not enjoying my life. I barely have enough energy to do the bare maintenance, like the minimum for survival. And hey, maybe I need help so that I can be in a place where I'm able to actually live. You know, like finding a new passion isn't going to help. You know, like that is kind of a band-aid of like, I'll just find something new to hyperfixate on for like a week. You know, trying to find other ways to simplify my life to make it a little easier in those regards has been helpful. But like, okay, it's not helped enough. You know, I've done everything that I can. My stress just hasn't reduced over the past year. Like, all right, it's time to look into the other options. Cause like, if I've looked at all of my options, but I'm actively like refusing to look at one, then I haven't looked at all of them. So yeah, I'm looking back on medication. I'll probably talk about it more on here. Let me know if you don't want to hear that, but I think it's good to talk about. I will go back to the list now that we've updated. Oh my God. So Easter happened. I always forget about Easter. I really do. And then suddenly everything's shut down on a Sunday. And I'm like, I know I live in the South, but like, what the fuck? And they're like, it's Easter. I don't know where that sneeze went. But what I found so funny was I was seeing all of these videos on TikTok of like, one, there's the trend of like my mom at 24, me at 24. And I'm like, that is kind of funny of like my mom, POV, my mom at 29, married with 3 kids and a career and all the things. And me at 29, still living with my mom and making her go through the attic to find my childhood dollhouse so that we could clean it up together. And I'm like, that's slay, so hot. I love it. But I saw a video and it made me really think, because this girl was like, POV, you marry into an Easter egg hunt family. And I was like, the parents hid like Easter eggs in the yard with like money, candy, whatever in them. And all of these children are in their mid to late 20s, early 30s. And they were like, the spouses get in on it. Like, it's a big fucking deal. And the parents like are given the ground rules, whatever. And I just was like, what would you do if you were dating someone? And they were like, hey, just so you know, my family is an Easter egg hunt family. We get like really into it, like crazy egg hunt. I would be so like, I don't know how I would take it. Maybe it's because I like lack, like I felt embarrassed of having fun, you know, as a kid. I was just so desperate to be an adult that I don't know how to have fun, you know, like I'm enjoying Trail Mix because he's like, I'm going to teach you how to have fun again. And I'm like, all right, you do that. You are more than welcome to try. Like, I feel so uncomfortable in situations that are like playing a game and doing stuff in public. Like if it's not like a board game or a card game that I'm like, you just sit here and do. Tutelini, you look so handsome. I'm sorry, if you're watching on YouTube, you get to see how handsome he looks. But I don't know what I would do. Like, I think the last time my family did an Easter egg hunt, I was like 9, right? Yeah. I mean, I know how I feel about that. So that's one of those things where I'm like, oh, you have a family that like loves you. That must be nice. That's crazy. Good for you. I have no words. I really don't. And I don't know. It fascinates me, the like family dynamics that do that. I want a case study on the families that do matching pajamas and Easter egg hunts and, you know, those types of celebrations well into their adult years. Because it does, I don't know, it makes me feel some kind of way, not in a bad way, but like just in a way. So what's been on my list that like I've wanted to talk about and now I've just like lost desire to is Meghan Trainor's discography. Good fucking God. Meghan Trainor's discography. So Meghan Trainor, and this, I put it on here before she released or like announced the release of her new album. I am excited to listen to it. Although I will say, like, I think Meghan Trainor has like a really distinct sound. I really enjoy her sound. It's very like kind of like doo-wop-y, if that makes sense. And I really liked her, you know, title album. Also, all of her albums begin with a T. That is on purpose. Title came out when I was in high school and like was just like a fun album. The music was fitting for, you know, my life at the time. And everybody knows all about that bass, which great song, but like honestly not her best. And like I say that with love, Meghan Trainor. Okay, bass was great, but like you've written better. And I wish that people would give you the respect that you deserve for some of your much better songs, in my opinion, than just bass. I personally really enjoyed her 2020 album. I think it's called Treat Myself. It's very much like a self-love album. And that is something that's a very common theme in her music, is it's very self-love, self-empowerment, you know, music. And I really do like that. The 2020 album, honestly, straight bangers. Every single fucking one of them. It's on a lot of my gym playlists. I love that Treat Myself has started getting more popularity recently. And I'm like, it's a 4-year-old song. Like, that's crazy. But Genetics was a good one. I think it's called Wave is a good one. So the Treat Myself album, huge. The one album that she did where she had the red hair, I don't even remember the name of it, Meghan. I'm sorry. It just kind of, it was like her second album. And I feel like her second and third albums were kind of like floaty. And then Taking It Back that she released 2 years ago now, last year, that one was big. That was the one with the like, I could have my Gucci on. That song was on that album. Again, straight bangers. And that was, I think one of the bigger things with it was like, she kind of mentioned in press with that album that she was trying to literally take it back and like go back to her roots and her music style. And I personally enjoy it. And, you know, it's funny when people are like, all of her music sounds the same. And she's kind of openly said about it. She's like, yeah, my music is going to sound pretty much the same because like it's my music and I have a specific style and like it's not for everybody, but like thank you for noticing that like I've worked hard to create a identifiable style for myself. So I do like Meghan Trainor's music. I feel like she's controversial right now. Like she was controversial with Drag Race, right? And then if you are not tracking that, let me give you a story. So there was a rumor that went around that she ate one of the drag queen's sandwiches. She didn't, but it was a rumor that happened. But more importantly, she wore a onesie. She wore a unicorn onesie to be a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, which like is not the place to wear such casual attire. And so that got a lot of heat. And she's openly been like, it is something I regret so deeply. Like she was like, I was so high at the time. Like I was constantly smoking copious amounts because I was trying to combat the anxiety. Cause like, I do like listening to her talk about getting famous overnight. Cause she was like, I didn't know how to cope with it. And so I was incredibly stressed. And like, thank God my family was as supportive as they were and were willing to like fly out to wherever I was to like be there for me and support me because I was falling apart. It's like, damn, must be nice. Anyways. So there's that. I would not be opposed to going to dinner with Ryan. So Megan, if you are listening, hit me on my line. And yeah, I do find it funny that she like has all of her family basically living with her. Her brothers live with her, and she was like, "I just moved him in with me. Like, of course, I love him. I want to spend all my time with him." So there's that. I don't know. I'm excited to listen to this new album. She is going on tour. I don't know if I'm going to see her on tour. I thought about it. I'm not like a big live. I like live. Okay, here's the thing. I like live music. I love live music. I hate the crowds that come with concerts, especially like music festivals, stuff like that, which like I feel like Trowmix is probably at some point going to convince me that I need to go to one. But like maybe this is why I need to get back on anxiety medication, is because I'm like, oh, big crowd. Yeah. And like, you know. So concerts I feel conflicted about, because like, I don't know. It just I feel like it depends on your upbringing. Like when you grow up in a family that's like very pro going to those types of scenes and areas and social settings, you're more likely to partake in them as an adult. And like that was not the case for my family. You know, it was like, oh, there's gonna be a crowd, let's not go. So now it's like associated with that. Everything always comes back to the upbringing, you know? I need to update. I've decided that I'm gonna start a date rating system. I need to update it with the last two first dates, but what was my feedback for the cop? I have the cop in here. Oh, here we go. Okay. So it was hard to maintain conversation. Forgot about this. Bragged about winning a high school state championship for a sport. Nothing in common. If you are 37 years old and you're like, yeah, not to brag, but like three-time all-state champion for track and field, what are we doing? You don't have any other achievements in the past 2 decades worth bragging about? Okay, I gotta go. I gotta run. So this is just a quick episode because I'm fucking exhausted because I'm a bit depressed and have no energy or motivation to do anything and want to go lay in the bath so that I can. Side note, I got a Charlie horse 4 days ago. Okay, I got a cramp in my calf that felt like I was shot. I still can't fully walk on it. It is still sore. I've massaged it. I've done everything. So I'm going to take an Epsom salt bath. If you have any tips or tricks for Charlie horses, call me. I haven't gotten one in years and I'm still sore. It's bullshit. But yeah, thank you for being here. Love you all. I know this is going to be like the world's shortest episode, but guess what? You're going to get an episode nonetheless. Next week will probably be better. Actually, there may be a gap next week because I'm going to see a girlfriend. And then I'll have content after that because we're going to do the goody things, right? I think I just need to take a week off. I need to take a week to reset, is what I think I need to do. So, no episode next week, I've decided. But the week after that, we'll have so much more content, so much more fun. If you would like to send me a story, please feel free to email me at longdfriendspod, LONGFRIENDS. I forgot the D. I don't know how to spell, so I'm not going to spell it. LongDFriendsPod@gmail.com and LongDFriendsPod on Instagram. I am Live Laugh Loathed on TikTok while we still have it. Thank you for being here, friends. I love you so much. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. Have a good drive to work. We go have a coffee, maybe a cigarette. All right, love you.